Hi there, welcome to this week's Epsella podcast with me, Russell Davis. On this fertility journey, often we find ourselves making decisions we'd never imagine having to make in our lives. And they can seem huge decisions. How do we make decisions that mean we're not going to have regrets later on in life? How do we make decisions that we know are right for us, when often it's conflicting information or advice? Well, let's explore that. I want to help you tune into your soul and know what's right for you, despite the noise in your head or other people are saying. So let's explore this together, how to make decisions that align to your soul. Decisions that are right for us. How do we know what decision is the right thing for us, that we're not going to regret making the wrong decision sometime in the future? Sometimes it's really hard to work out which option to take and work out how much of our thinking is from fear or insecurity, or how much is it our truth? Biological cells are in one or two states. They're either in growth and they're multiplying, or if there's a threat in their environment, they go into protection mode and they stop growing until that threat has passed. Then they switch back into growth mode. And given we're just a bunch of biological cells, we're actually the same, even psychologically. We're either in growth or protection. Obviously, growth is preferred, but sometimes protection is required. Protection is fueled by fear. Growth can feel scary, but there's a different energy to it. There's a kind of feeling of it just feels the right thing despite the feeling. And here's the thing, often we're looking for the right feeling in a decision. What feels right? But for me, what feels right is not actually like an emotion, it's a deeper inner knowing, a gut feeling in our body, or in our hearts. And if something feels scary, we sometimes think we need to listen to that fear, and we think the fear is saying it's the wrong thing. Sometimes honouring our heart and honouring our soul means coming out of our comfort zone, and that can feel scary. But there's a rightness to it. And I think, I was talking to a client once about decisions and about being in flow, and he had this kind of insight that, you know, when we're in flow, we're not really consciously making decisions. We're not trying to make a decision. There's no effort around decisions. They just come instinctively. He's realised the moment he's putting effort into trying to make a decision, he knows he's not in flow. He knows he's overthinking it. He knows his fear is contaminating it. He's overthinking it. He's not seeing things with clarity and perspective. So there's no point continuing to feed that decision, to keep wrestling with it. It's time to let it go and come back to it when he's got a calmer, clearer mind. And when we're not thinking about something, our unconscious mind is still mulling it over. Sometimes the way I like to see it is our brain, our conscious, cognitive, logical mind is like a computer. You know, computers and even laptops nowadays can process lots of data in spreadsheets or even databases. You know, computers can process vast volumes of data that we couldn't even comprehend trying to do in our heads. But the Google data servers can process data that no laptop could process. The Google data servers can find trends in data and matches and patterns that a laptop can never dream of finding. and we're not consciously thinking about something, for me it drops from our cognitive kind of logical mind into our unconscious mind, our Google data service. We're not consciously thinking about something, our unconscious mind is mulling it over. And I believe there's a spiritual element of our sense of self, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. I believe in we're not consciously thinking about it, that state of flow, we actually plug into maybe a universal wisdom that often provides solutions and answers and clarity, whether you believe it comes from something but bigger than us or just our unconscious mind, really doesn't matter. I think the premise is the same, is that most times you get the best solutions to problems, the best ideas, we're not actually cognitively or consciously thinking about the problem or the situation. It comes from something within us, our instinct, our wisdom, our intuition, whatever name you want to give it. And it just comes to us more effortlessly, without logic, without reason. And that's another thing about intuition or instinct or wisdom, you can't justify it. Often it goes against logic. And often we're trying to make decisions purely from a logical, cognitive position. But sometimes you can't justify a decision that's true to our soul. And nor should you need to. It's honouring you, it's honouring who you are. I think we grow up in an environment where we learn to have to justify our sense of self, our decisions, our choices, when actually that's not necessary. You know, as toddlers, as babies, as toddlers, we're just being. We follow our instinct, we crawl around, we do what we do without having to justify anything. That's freedom. And I think I just like to imagine a world where people are following their soul, trusting their instinct, just like we do as a toddler. We live life more from this instinct within us, intuitive action. And for me, that's a place of love for ourselves and love for others. It's honouring ourselves and it's honouring others. What an amazing world it would be if we all lived from that space, without having to justify our sense of self and our decisions and our actions, knowing it's okay. When it's loving for you and loving for others. And trusting our instinct, our soul, that deeper feeling, it can feel like driving in a really thick fog. When you drive in a really thick fog, you can only see a few feet in front of you. But you can drive hundreds of miles that way. And sometimes following our instinct is just one breadcrumb at a time. One breadcrumb at a time. And it's not looking too far into the future, because realistically nothing can predict the future, not even our thinking. So it's coming back into the here and now, and your body's in the here and now. I think your intuition, your wisdom is in the here and now. And it's making a decision from the here and now, knowing actually you may make a different decision in the future. But it's trusting what your wisdom is saying about the next breadcrumb in this moment. And forgetting to think about too far into the future. Because that's all fantasy, it's all prediction, it's imagination. It's about trusting your instinct in this moment. And living that moment to moment. I think there's some characteristics of wisdom for me that differentiate wisdom or instinct, intuition from our cognitive logical thinking. And one thing about wisdom is there's a kindness to it. There's a kindness to it. It's a place of love. You know, sometimes I ask myself, if I want to sense what my wisdom is, my truth, my instinct is in a given situation, I might ask myself, what would love do in this situation? What would love do? Because so much of our cognitive logical thinking is contaminated by fear or insecurity. So what would love do in this situation? What does kindness to myself look like in this situation? So I think our inner wisdom is kind. another characteristic of inner wisdom is it's quite a still, soft voice. I had an analogy once of, you know, our wisdom's like a still, soft flute playing in the background. But our logical, cognitive thinking can be like a brass band in our head, and often it drowns it out. And how do you find that sound of that flute? And it's noticing, actually, it's there in that space between thoughts. It's there in that space where you're not actually focused on the situation. Maybe you're in the shower, or having a shave, or going for a walk. It's in those spaces we're more likely to hear that still, soft voice, that flute of knowing what's true for us, what's right for us, whether it feels scary or not. So it's a quiet voice, but it's quite clear when we hear it, it just feels right. It just feels right without having to justify with logic or reason. It's like an inner knowing, it just feels right for us. And sometimes we're scared to honour it. Sometimes we know what our inner wisdom is, but we're too scared of it. Too scared to trust it, maybe. We don't like the decision because it comes out of our, you know, it's encouraging us to come out of our comfort zone. So it feels a little scary. So we're either being influenced and guided by fear or love. It's growth or protection. So if there's a situation you're wrestling with, you can ask yourself, what does growth look like in this situation? What decision feels like growth? What decision feels like protection? What decision feels like love? One other question you could ask yourself is, what would you do if you could act with or without fear? If fear just wasn't a factor, whether it's there or not, just doesn't matter. And sometimes these kind of inquiries can help us connect to something deeper within us, to bypass the noise, the fear, and hear that still, soft voice in the background. The voice of your truth. And it's okay to honour that. It's your wisdom. And it's a place of love for yourself and love for others. How many times do we hear that or get a sense of it, then the fear overrides it and we regret not trusting it? I used to think I wasn't a wise person, I couldn't trust my wisdom. I didn't see myself as a wise person. So I didn't feel I could trust any voice within me. But we're all wise. We all have that truth for us inside us. That's honouring of ourselves and honouring of others, despite how difficult it may be to act on it. So you have this inner wisdom within you. I believe it's part of a bigger wisdom. So it's not even your wisdom you have to trust. It's a greater universal wisdom moving through you. So if you could act with or without fear, what would you do? Loving you.